best flourished? Well, the answer is that all the smart people are working when this shit is on. The submorons who watch this dreck are the people nobody wants to hire. That's the only way I can explain the sheer number of gene pool skimmings that make it on the air. I swear you can still see the jelly on their foreheads where the electroshock terminals were attached. What I find so scary is that some of these shows have been on for years, but they still manage to find this Fantasia broom army of social misfits to appear on them. They all look like they just stepped out of a William Faulkner rough draft, mouth-breathing freaks who make Jethro Bodine look like David Niven. But these shows do provide a service. They weave together some of the shabbier threads in the fabric of our society and give them a voice, even if that voice is frequently only heard inside their own heads. Hey, how many times have I seen chunky tattooed women slap fighting in the laundromat parking lot and wished I knew the backstory? And the Yoda of daytime, the professor emeritus of emotional chum, is one Jerry Springer Esquire. Now here's a man who's become a household name. Excuse me, make that a trailer hold name by offering daily spectacles that make Brazilian snuff films seem uplifting by comparison. Each day, Springer ladles through the primordial ooze like some psychotic cafeteria lady and dishes up the mystery meat of the human condition. My favorite part of the Jerry Springer show, though, is Jerry's final thought. Yeah, like all